Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, an Elevated Missions Prep Incorporated company. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today you will hear the voice of Shelley Wilson. Shelley Wilson is a respected Bible teacher from Southwest Missouri. She earned her master's degree in counseling education at the University of Alaska, Anchorage, and also studied at Bethel Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. She has organized and led studies for women in home, church, and retreat settings. She has also been active in children's ministry through Vacation Bible School and as the public school coordinator for CareNet Pregnancy Resource Center, teaching students how to make the best choices for life. She has been a content writer for numerous blogs and web pages. She has traveled internationally as a missionary to Romania and Ukraine, and she is an advocate for biblical learning. Her passion is seeing others become committed followers of Christ and experience Jesus through the scriptures and a deeper prayer life, gaining a clear understanding of why and what they believe and being grounded in the Word of God. She says that finding joy in our faith comes through spiritual disciplines. And today she is going to share with us the four disciplines that she utilized in her life. Let's listen to her story and how she is not only helping herself, but helping other people find that joy in their faith through those spiritual disciplines.
Yes, I'm Shelley Wilson, and I live in Southwest Missouri. I'm married and I have no children, but we do have a big home and we have an open home. And so we have people living with us that don't really have another place to live. So those are kind of our dependents. They're not really kids, they're adults, but they just need a place. So we have one big happy family. But it was in early 21 that I began to notice that my kidney function was going down based on my lab reports that came back. And I mentioned it to the doctor and I said, you know, my kidney function doesn't seem to be that great. And she looked at it and she said, oh, no, you're fine. Well, then the next morning she called me. She said, I'm admitting you into the hospital. I got admitted and they tried to kind of jumpstart my kidneys by pumping fluids in. And I don't know that it really worked, but it bought me a little more time. But anyway, by the end of 22, I was in basically complete kidney failure and my body was retaining fluid. And my doctor kept telling me to take Lasix. And I was frustrated because Lasix was not helping it. My body was resisting it. Anyway, I started dialysis July of 22. And from July 24th, to September 15th, they took off 100 pounds of water. During this time, before I started dialysis, I went out onto my porch and I cried out to Jesus and I said, what is the plan? What's happening to me? How am I going to be able to glorify your name through this disease? I told him, I said, I'm ready to die if that's what you want of me. But I feel like I have much more to say and to do for your kingdom. The Lord really spoke to me and said, you know, I'm not done with you yet. It came to me that, you know, I had been a Christian for decades. I accepted Christ as my Savior as a young child, and I've lived for Him. I've been on mission trips. I've taught Sunday school. I've done all the things. I lead worship in my church. I've been very busy for the kingdom for my whole life. But I felt like it really wasn't enough, that I was, you know, not as focused in on the spiritual disciplines as I could be. And so it just came to my mind through the Holy Spirit that I needed to be more focused on Bible study, more focused on prayer, more focused on memorizing scripture, and more focused on resting in Jesus. Those are the four things that I am really focusing on and really telling other people to get involved in, because they are like the foundation of your walk with Christ. If you're not in the Word, you don't hear from God, really. I heard it on a sermon yesterday. If you got a love letter from somebody, would you leave it unopened? As soon as you got it, you would open it up and read it. And this is what the Bible is. The Bible is really God's love letter to us. And he means for us to open it and to study it and to find out who he is and to find out how he wants us to live. He gives us so many examples and so many life lessons can be found in the scriptures. Once you get into it, I mean, I have this renewed excitement. When I go to bed at night, I say to myself, I can't wait till I wake up in the morning and can read the scriptures. You know, it's just a time that I have set aside every morning to go and read. And it's not just to read, but it's to hear what God is saying. And every time I start reading, I pray and I say, Lord, show me what you have for me in the word today. January is coming up, and it seems like every January, the people in my church, my friends, they're all engaged in trying to find a reading plan so they can read through the Bible in a year. And that's a good idea. But I always started up with good intentions. But like every resolution that we ever set, you know, it goes down the drain. And so by March, I am so far behind and I get so discouraged that I just say, psst, I can't keep up. So it goes by the wayside. So this year, instead of having a plan per se, I made my own plan and I just started reading the New Testament. And I was just going to read a chapter a day and just make it simple, something that I could digest. And I asked myself two questions. What does this say about God? And what does this say about me? And how can we apply this to my life? And so I have learned so much this year. I just today, in fact, finished reading the New Testament, going through it. And I have a Bible commentary that I read after I read the chapter. I read that commentary just to make sure that I'm understanding it and I'm on track. The Bible reading probably takes 15 minutes. The little extra commentary takes maybe another 10 minutes. So it's not that big of a time commitment. But what I get out of it in my heart and my soul is so worth that 15 minutes. Bible study is really the foundation. I mean, it's where we learn how to be the believers that Jesus wants us to be, how to live like he lived. So anyway, I developed this talk about these four disciplines that I mentioned, the Bible study, the prayer, the memorization, and the rest. And I go to conferences, mostly women's conferences, events, and share this with them because it's my thinking and my mission is to share that everybody can develop these four disciplines in their life just so easily. And it doesn't take a huge time commitment. Sometimes I think people get discouraged in reading the scripture every day because they think they have to read so much. Just take it as you can do it. There's no requirement per se. You know, the Bible doesn't say you must read 16 chapters every day. If you can read 16 verses and get something out of it, that's great. And then read the next 16 verses. So that's the Bible study part. The prayer part is come to the Lord in humility, in reverence. Prayer is not like a big ATM where we go and check out and say, well, I want a new car. I want a better job. I want this. I want that. I want. That's not what prayer is. Prayer is like talking to your best friend. You go back and forth. You just say, Lord, I'm struggling with this today. And then he might say something back to you and say, I've got you. I'm here with you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going with you. I'm walking the same path as you're walking. And it's just so encouraging. And it's so uplifting because in prayer, you can worship the Lord too. You bring honor and glory to his name. You praise his name. Yes, there's going to be times that you ask for your needs and your wants, but that prayer is not just about that. It's just not saying, I want. And the more you talk, the closer you're going to get, and the more you're going to feel the presence of the Lord in your life, in your heart. you're going to see him working things out. You're going to see answers to prayer. I like a prayer journal where I can write things down. And then when the answers come, I can go back and put a little note saying, answered on 10/24, you know, and then you can look back over the year and see what God has really done. The memorization part is memorizing scriptures that are meaningful to you, things that will help you through the day, things that you can call upon to just give you a boost or an uplift. One scripture that I've memorized just this week is, for those who are listening, I say, love your enemies and do good to those who hurt you, Luke 6:23. I mean, what a thing. You know, we all get kind of barraged by negative people. You just go to Walmart and there's negative people, you know, getting in your way or whatever. And you can just say to yourself that verse, to those who are listening, I say, love your enemy and do good to those who harm you, you know. And so it helps you not get into road rage. It helps you not want to ram your Walmart cart into somebody, you know. One of my other favorites is Ephesians 4:32. Be kind one unto another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I've been forgiven. So I need to be forgiving and I need to be kind. And it's one of my goals to have the fruit of the Spirit exhibited in my life. And the way that you do that is to know what the fruit of the Spirit is and to practice it, because these things don't always come easy. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, self-control. I got them out of order. Kindness, goodness. There's eight of them. And if you just practice that, you're going to start exhibiting it more and more in your life, and it's going to become more natural. So memorization of scripture is just so important to me. And I think it's so important to the Lord, because he wants us to know his words and to be able to call upon his words. It's life-changing for me to have those scriptures in the back of my head that I can call on. And of course, most of us know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, what a beautiful thing. And I think every time we come to a difficult time, we can just quote that scripture to ourselves and know that Jesus died for us, and I am going to have eternal life with him. Forever, eternal life. I mean, how beautiful is that? Then my last discipline is called resting in Jesus. And I think in the back of the mind of the church, Sunday is to be set aside as the day of rest. And it could be Sunday, but people get busy on Sunday. So maybe for you, it's Wednesday or Thursday. I don't think it has to be Sunday. I think it could be a time that you set aside and just to be quiet and just maybe meditate on God's word, or just talk to God, or just listen to him. Say, Jesus, speak to me during this quiet time. And just know that he has got his arms wrapped around you and you are secure and you're safe. We're never going to be plucked out of his hand. And the more that you rest, the more confidence, the more secure, the more lovely your life is going to be, because you have Jesus with you and you know Jesus intimately and he knows you. That is my initial story. I feel that God is healing me through dialysis. And I had a guy kind of question me and say, well, how is that healing? That just sounds like the standard way of doing things. It is the standard way of doing things, but it is working for me. I sit in that dialysis clinic and look around, and many people look like they're on their last leg. I go in there trying to be joyful and alive and living. And I tell people there about Jesus, because dialysis has saved me so much that I can go out and speak. I can do the jobs that I do at church every week. When I was so bloated up with water I could not do those jobs. I had to step back. And that is not me. I like to be in the center of everything and be involved in sharing Jesus. So my next step is to get a transplant. And I was writing a letter to my family to say, look, I have kidney disease. I am searching for somebody who wants to be a living donor to me. Literally, while I was writing that letter, my phone rings and it's my friend saying, God has told me to give you my kidney. I mean, who has ever heard of such a thing? So I immediately stopped writing the letter. I questioned her. I said, are you done having babies? Is your husband on board with this? And it was yes. And so we're moving forward because God has provided a kidney through my friend. And, kidney transplant would probably be available to me if I didn't have a living donor, but I would be on a list for a long, long time, years. And so this way, I am getting a kidney, and maybe even still this year. The nephrologist at Mayo Clinic said, if everything matches up, I could get it done this year. And I have every confidence that my friend is a match to me because Jesus handpicked her. And so I just feel that God is healing me continually. I found a verse in Mark, a section of passage that talked about a blind man. And Jesus healed his eyes and he asked him, what do you see? And he says, I see men walking around like trees. And then Jesus says, come back. And he touches his eyes again and he says, now what do you see? And he says, I see clearly. And so what that's meant to me is that Jesus heals us sometimes in stages. He can click his finger and heal me right now if he wants to. But sometimes he heals us in stages for different reasons. Maybe there's something I need to learn and gain out of this that I would not gain if he healed me immediately. Maybe there's something that somebody else around me has got to learn because of what I'm going through. I don't know. But I just know that the Lord is with me and healing me. And I'm going to shout his praises through my speaking, through my writing. I do some blogs periodically, and I'm actually thinking of writing a book on my spiritual disciplines because I've had a few people say, I want to read that book. So I feel like maybe that's coming up next for me. So anyway, that's my story.
As we wrap up this episode, I hope you enjoyed listening to Shelley's story. She has truly done a marvelous work in her life, coming closer to God as she faces her illness, going in with joy day after day to encourage others to get to know Jesus Christ. All of us as Christians are commissioned to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. But how can you tell others about Jesus Christ if you don't know who he is? The only way to truly know who Jesus is and who God our Father is by digging into the Word of God. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.